That's a Tuesday morning. What do we do on Tuesday mornings? We head to FHN at the Dial the Doc program, and today we're talking to the spiritual care coordinator. Sean Huguenin's with us again. Hey, Sean, good morning. Hello to you.
Hey, good morning, Scott, and good morning, FHN community.
And thanks for joining me here today. We always talk this time of year because it's an emotional time for many people. Many people are experiencing, and especially this year, you know, with the pandemic, but grief and loss.
Yes.
What kinds of grief might people be experiencing this type of year? Set the table for us.
Well, you know, a lot of the traditional type of grieving and losses, the death of somebody recently, or even somebody in the past, because holidays can bring up a lot of past history and memories of loved ones, pets, etc. This year, as definitely we've seen in our world today, there's been a great loss of income, which I'm sure has had an impact on many, many people, as well as the fact of normalcy. I think that's probably something that most of society is missing today, especially being a society of gathering. Having that loss this year is going to be very hard for many, many families.
And we've had people who've been isolated now for 4, 6, 8 months now, and that's tough. That, you know, and with the grief, and you have to then apparently, you know, grieve on your own. That's going to be tough this year, right?
Yes, that's actually going to be very tough. But to also, you know that, loved ones and help is just a phone call away. We're not necessarily need to be by ourselves, even though we may be physically, we don't have to be as far as alone. There's many opportunities, especially with our technology today, to be able to go on the phone and FaceTime somebody that we love or to contact. I know a lot of healthcare does telehealth as well as psychological situations where people can call up and talk to counselors on the phone and help themselves through their grieving process.
Tell us some positive ways in terms of how folks out there can handle the holidays this year.
Yeah, well, I'd say to own, you know, your feelings. This is a very tough year for everybody. It's going to be very different, and to understand that you're not alone, and there are many people that are there with you. Be honest with your family. If you are somebody who's not comfortable with getting together with even just a few family members, which we know are going to happen during this season, to be honest with your family members, and as a family, and we should respect our loved ones too, and their decisions to how they want to handle this hard time of year, but to not lose focus on the purpose, you know, of what this season's about, and also to know that there's a lot of stuff we can embrace, the family memories and the traditions that carry down through holiday seasons like this.
We're talking to Sean Huguenin, Spiritual Care Coordinator for FHN on the FHN Dial the Doc program. Sean, what about if the emotions or grief may get to a level where it's actually unhealthy? What can you give us some advice there, and when we may identify that it may be has become unhealthy?
Yes, absolutely. And this goes for whether it's yourself or if it's a loved one that you happen to know. If you start noticing things such as, you know, social isolation, person not wanting to get out as much or really not wanting to talk on a phone a lot, whether as a person you find yourself maybe becoming a little more dependent on medicines or a chemical dependency that you've known you never had before, or a loved one you know has never had. They sleep a lot. Signs like that can be signs of complicated grief, as we call it, or actually signs of a possible depression beginning to set in. And there's always help out there. I would highly recommend to first call, your healthcare provider and to discuss your feelings with them and your situation, as well as any spiritual leader you may have or a counseling center. But definitely I would talk about it and address it as quick as we could to make sure that we can get the care that we need.
And Sean, I know every year we talk about this, there's another emotion out there, and it's a flip side of grieving and the isolation and depression that we're seeing. It's gratitude, and I think that sometimes we lose sight of the fact that we can be grateful for many things out there. Talk about that with us.
Yeah, this time of season, it's easy for a lot of people to try to find what can we be grateful for. And, gratitude is good because it allows us for a second to really think of ourselves for a second and, to realize that everything that we have in life is given to us from by some means, and we don't always get what we have by ourselves, but as a blessing of others in our lives that have given us or paved the way for us to be where we're at today. This particular time of season, especially with COVID, one of the biggest things that I've realized that I'm grateful for is time. In society, we're such a fast-paced society. We move, 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 move. This whole world is about just go, go, go. And if there's one thing I notice about COVID is it really put the brakes on for a lot of people and a lot of families, and that really gave a lot of people, including myself, time to just kind of sit back and look at what you have and realize that it all can come to a halt really quickly, and to really appreciate the blessings that you've been given in life.
And I think one of the big blessings as well that we often overlook, and especially since we see the COVID news, we hear the COVID news out there, and we hear the COVID numbers on a daily basis, but the gratitude that our own health, my own health, your health, that we are healthy, that we are the healthy ones at this point, and health, you've got to have gratitude for your health.
Absolutely. And to know that, we play a big important role in our health, and to always be observant of that and to try to live the best healthy way that we can.
On this other side of the coin, these positive benefits of thinking positive and being positive, even with this COVID crisis and not having our friends and relatives here close with us at the holiday time, talk about the benefits of thinking positive.
Yeah, there's always a means within the smoke, I like to call it, in which we can find good in everything. This time of year, like I said, families aren't going to be able to gather necessarily the way that they've always been accustomed to. And but as a family, there's technology out there that allows us still to be connected when we actually maybe can't be connected physically, and to utilize those and to be thankful for them opportunities, and as a family, maybe take the time to do things that you can instead of looking at the things that you can't do. There are many FaceTime opportunities. There are virtual things that families can do together, or maybe share recipes that and teach, the younger generations, some of the older generations, traditions within the holidays, and to pass that legacy down. I think it's all about of carrying on the legacy of a family, and the holidays is a good opportunity to really do that and focus on that.
And John, you talk about always thinking about presents and tangible things out there, but as you speak about this, talk about the positive benefits of giving at the holidays here, and maybe helping your children experience the benefits of giving as well in this hopefully just this one time, this one unusual time, because next year at this time, I think we're going to be back to what we call normal. We really hope we are. But talk about that and give some folks encouragement out there about that issue.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times in giving, we always think it's got to be a physical item of some factor, but really, time and self really plays an important impact in somebody's life. Sharing of skills, like like I had mentioned earlier, family traditions of a matriarch or patriarch that brought, down through the generations for meals and stuff like that you share at the holiday. I know my grandma always made great dishes that I absolutely still make today, even though she's not with us right now. And just to carry that on to my children, this time of year, though, to be, productive, because there are so many people today, unfortunately, that are experiencing even more loss than they ever have before, especially when I look at our nursing homes, especially being in the healthcare world here. I get to see and witness the events at nursing homes in which, unfortunately, due to the COVID, families can't be there with their loved ones like they could. And I couldn't imagine myself being in a place where I could not, be in connection with my loved ones the way that I always have, especially at such a vulnerable time in life. And what we could teach our children is in giving in a tangible way like that is to go ahead and to write letters, to send little letters of hope and encouragement that could be sent to like nursing homes or soldiers overseas, and to show them that you're thankful for the protection that they're providing for you so that you can have this time with your family and in peace and comfort. And to spend as much time as you can as an immediate family. You know, we can go for walks today and socially distance. We can volunteer to pick up groceries and take them to elderly folks and stuff like that, where we can maintain our social distancing and do it in a safe manner and show that we're giving.
I know that this is the first time that maybe this next generation has had to do. I know at Thanksgiving there were some issues, and probably here at Christmas as well. I'm sure that at Thanksgiving there were a lot of either burnt turkey stories or raw turkey stories that I think telling of stories, and especially funny stories, to your family, I think that's the kind of sharing as well that would also be helpful this time of year, right?
I would absolutely agree. At a time like this, where maybe that main person in the family that was the turkey cooker or the ham cooker is more probably explaining to you over Zoom when you're in another state on how you're going to cook your very first turkey or first ham or whatever it is that is your feast of the holiday season here. And I'm sure there's going to be more continued stories next year of the results of that this year.
All right, there we go. Sean, anything else you want to mention here as a parting to the audience this morning?
Yeah, I would just like to say, you know, if there's anybody out there who is going through some hard loss and feeling that their grief is a little overwhelming, that there is help. And I want to encourage them to, like I mentioned, to reach out to the healthcare provider, or most of all, if they have to, I could be a resource for them. So please reach out to FHN at www.fhn.org or the pastoral department here at the hospital, and I will provide whatever resources I can and address you in any way that I can.
All right, Sean. Always great to talk to you. Happy holidays and healthy holidays for you and your family, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Same to you, Scott. Thank you.
Sean Hugenin, Spiritual Care Coordinator for FHN, here today in the preceding brought to you today by FHN.